Since 2008, wildlife biologists in Washington State have been working to reintroduce a locally extinct forest weasel called the fisher. Fishers were previously reintroduced successfully in the southern Oregon Cascades. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tagged along on a stomach-churning aerial survey flight to see how the recently returned predators are doing.
Fisher reintroduction in Washington began in Olympic National Park. That worked, so now the focus is on returning the fisher to its historical range in the Cascade Mountains. For this phase, 69 of the medium-sized weasels were captured in British Columbia. All were implanted with small radio beacons before release. Those transmitter signals can be picked up from a small airplane bristling with antennas, such as the one Northwest Trek Wildlife Park chartered this week. A reintroduction progress report says about two-thirds of the transplanted animals are alive. Northwest Trek biologist Rachel Mueller listens for faint beeps through the static, along with pilot Jeff Well, as he flies at low altitude past Mount Rainier and then skims over National Forest down to Mount Adams and Mount St. Helens.
Okay.
It's her.
Okay, give me 42 and I'll get a location.
Well banks the single-engine Cessna into tight circles, or sometimes a figure-eight pattern, to help the biologist pinpoint a fisher's location. That's where I'm just trying to hold down my breakfast.
Ready, ready, mark.
Got him.
Okay.
The duo tracks down three females and one male fisher during this four-hour flight. Fishers, who are about the size of a house cat, are detected but not seen from the air. The elusive weasels have dispersed widely, with some traveling many valleys away from where they were released. Mueller is eager to learn if the fishers are reproducing. A telltale sign would be if the home range of a female shrinks down by a lot.
That tells us that they could potentially be denning, and that would tell us that there may be babies. So what we would do then is go ahead and deploy the ground crews into those specific locations so that they can set up camera traps and hopefully be able to determine if there are kits or baby fishers.
So baby fishers would be pretty exciting at this point, right?
That would be very exciting at this point, absolutely.
Time is of the essence because the radio transmitters on the fishers are giving out. More fisher reintroductions were planned for Washington's North Cascades this past winter, but that expansion of the project is temporarily on hold. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife needs to line up a new source of animals for relocation. Massive wildfires swept through the previous fisher trapping area in central British Columbia last summer. Fishers were once widely distributed through the forests of Oregon and Washington. Again, Rachel Mueller.
Oh, fishers are absolutely amazing. To me, they kind of remind me of a little tiny bear in a way, in the way that they look. They were completely wiped out of this state about 70-so years ago, and I'm just extremely excited to be a part of bringing them back here into the state.
Mueller says fur trapping, indiscriminate poisoning of predators, and habitat loss through logging contributed to the fishers' decline in the Pacific Northwest. A remnant group survived in the Klamath Mountains of southwestern Oregon and northern California. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife successfully reintroduced a second population of fishers near Crater Lake National Park. I'm Tom Bonsi in Pierce County, Washington.